has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com. Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program's Race and Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr. We're here each and every Monday at 6 o'clock. Thank you so much for joining us. And today, the two old men duke it out at North Wilkesboro. It's an old school race, and two of the most old school guys duked it out for the win. Joey Logano edging former teammate Denny Hamlin to get the win. Were they ever teammates at Gibbs?
Yeah,
surely. Yeah,
that's going back some years.
Yeah, but. Because
Denny Hamlin has only been at Gibbs, to the best of my knowledge, and he's been there well over 20 years.
First win for Joey Logano this year, first in 45 races, as Sean said. It's over a year, and pretty atypical for a guy that's always going to win you one or two, maybe three, maybe win you a championship, which he's done a couple times before. Sean, NASCAR fans caught a little heat for booing Joey Logano's son as he was out there on the racetrack after the festivities. There
really?
Was some video or shots of people going boo. And I just thought that, is that the NASCAR passion? Like, I don't like your dad, or is that just downright like, dude, the kid's okay?
That's about the time that I started washing clothes.
So you missed that part.
Yeah. And then I come back in and I caught most of the post-race show. I mentioned a moment ago before we went to the break about TNT's post-race coverage. How are you liking TNT so far? You got an opinion?
I really enjoyed the coverage yesterday. I thought it was really well done. Plenty of voices, not trying to introduce weird, crazy things to, ESPN had like, they would try to show you the wind around the car. I was like, really? I enjoyed it a lot.
TNT, is back in the sport for the first time in a very long time, part of the new NASCAR media TV rights deal. And TNT is sharing, the latter half of the 10-race summer stretch with Amazon Prime. So, they kind of come in and they've got a pretty tall order going up against Amazon Prime as far as, okay, we got to be as good as they are, because let's face it, I think Amazon Prime has done the best or the second best between the networks. I might even put them above Fox now, especially since they are doing the post-race show as well as they do, and Fox doesn't do that. And of course, the executive sports director and chief content officer for TNT, he was being interviewed by NASCAR in a story, and said, the improvements in what TNT is doing is not about necessarily borrowing ideas from Prime. says, rather than reinventing how races are covered, the network focused on how its talent interacted with one another. The pre-race and post-race shows were redesigned with dedicated sets. Jimmy Johnson and Jeff Burton joined the lineup along with Dale Earnhardt Jr., Steve Letart, and Jamie McMurray. They've also added a new race director to their management team for NASCAR on TNT. And then they brought in Marty Smith. Shannon Spank was supposed to be the one that was going to lead the pre-race and the post-race coverage. And then apparently they put a last-minute deal together with Marty Smith, so that knocked her out and ended up making her one of the pit reporters. So I'm sure she wasn't too thrilled about that, because suddenly she went from a pretty cool job being dressed up and not having to deal with the heat or deal with the heat too much to being in the pits.
So I'm glad that they, and it's good to hear a network talk about it. You don't always have to reinvent the wheel. You don't have to come out with something new when it comes to covering a race and having color commentators. What matters is chemistry, and put people in the booth that like each other, can play off one another, and can be entertaining. And you know what? Everybody wins. It's not a new gadget. It's not a new, you know, ooh, you can see the wind. It's not a rotating set or whatever. I mean, I feel like NASCAR always tries to come up with something new, but just put people you want to watch and people that give cool insights, and you can tell genuinely enjoy bantering with one another and talking about races. And it's a win. I mean, it's absolutely.
Who would be your favorite person to be part of a post-race or pre-race show?
My favorite person to be part of a pre or post.
I have one in mind, the reason I'm asking the question.
If I'm putting together one, I'm getting the biggest star out there, Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Okay. As far as, all right, look at it this way. Okay,
you're going personalities. The most pop,
as far as personalities go, who would you choose that's very well versed, speaks well, and he is a great analyst on just about every spectrum of the sport?
I like
Boyer. There's one person that stands out to me.
I like Boyer. I like Burton. Burton's been good. I don't know. I'm
Kyle Petty.
Kyle Petty? No, a little too old school.
You think so?
You got to keep it current. Dude hadn't been in a car in too long.
Yeah, but Kyle Petty, boy, he knows his stuff on NASCAR. And he's always got an interesting opinion, or an opinion that I can relate to and oftentimes or many times agree with. But maybe that's because I'm not too much younger than he is. And you may be right. You need somebody in those positions that's been in the car more recent than Kyle Petty has.
I still, you know, I think it's the way that Fox, and once again, it wasn't needed, but this is Fox thought they needed to make a move because they're thinking Darrell Waltrip has been so long since he's been in a car. Does he still have a grasp on this stuff? It's insane.
Darrell was a good one.
Darrell's great. He and Mike Joy and
Larry Mack.
Larry Mack, they had chemistry. Like, that does not get old.
That is the best three of a team that I think NASCAR television has ever had.
Yeah, I same here. I think it's fantastic. And it was chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got Larry Mack.
And they were entertaining.
Exactly.
And informative.
So there was a part yesterday when, Junior and who else was in the booth with him? I'm going.
Steve Letart.
Steve, it was Junior and Letart. And they're going, and Steve's been good too. I enjoy him. I like a crew chief that's seen it all
and
been
stuff.
A champion. And they're sitting there talking about how you've got to run, and breaking it down for the viewer. Cause I'm thinking if I wasn't a huge NASCAR fan, they were breaking it down in very digestible pieces of watch these guys in one and two. And you've either got to go wide in three and four and roll into the throttle and be in the throttle longer. Or if your car's got handling, you can stay down low and not be in the throttle as long, but you've got position on the other guy and he's got to back off. And you're sitting there watching it play out and you're like, oh, I get it. And I just thought, and they're both talking, you know, I like when Junior says, I used to love it when my car would do this. And Steve, you know, he can chip in and go, you know, if, you know, back in 04 with Jimmy, we were really good at running, you know, stuff, stories like that, that make it relatable. Like, these dudes know what they're talking about and make it digestible for people at home. Because if you don't know any better, it is just a bunch of guys going in a circle. Why won't they go faster?
Yeah.
Well, because they can't. They'll either run into the wall or someone else.
Do you have an opinion of a driver that you would pick that is an active driver that definitely would be outstanding in the TV booth once he gets out of the race car? Because I have one in my mind.
Current driver that would be good once they're done. Denny Hamlin, duh. I don't think he'll do it.
Yeah. Joey Logano is who stands out to me.
See, I don't know. Joey doesn't seem to be as, I don't know.
Joey's got a little bit of a personality.
Put he and Harvick together?
I've been impressed with what he's done with Fox doing the Xfinity Series races.
And he's probably training.
And he's done some truck races, I think, on FS1. I think Joey Logano's definitely got a talent for TV once he gets out of the race car. I don't know if that's anything he has the ambition to want to do, but I think he's a good talent for that.
Yeah, Joey will be good. He's well, but he's another guy that, I mean, his nickname was Sliced Bread. He's been in it from the word go, you know, so he can certainly long career to reflect back on and multiple championships to back it up.
I was thinking about this yesterday after he won. It seems weird. It seems like it wasn't that many years ago that Joey Logano's this kid that is barely hanging on at Joe Gibbs Racing, and then he gets the chance to go to Penske before he becomes a three-time champion. And now, fast forward in time, and here we are, he's a driver that's one of the old guys, and people are questioning, does he still have it? And that, I don't know, that just seems weird how fast the years have gone by, and when you start looking at his career.
Remember they had to wait for him to turn 18 so he could actually run an Xfinity Series race, and he won it like the next weekend.
And his father was always in the garage area, like, you know, there watching after his son because he wasn't old enough to be on his own.
Yeah, it's just so crazy. And now, now he's I don't like the bald cut. I don't understand that, but and now he's the wily old veteran.
And I don't think he's sporting the beard too good. I think he's struggling there.
He's more of a clean cut guy.
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's get into driver's standings after the race at North Wilkesboro. Denny Hamlin is still in the lead, 68 points ahead of second place Tyler Reddick. Third, Ryan Blaney, 87 points behind the leader. Ty Gibbs is in fourth, Chase Elliott in fifth.
Sixth spot, Kyle Larson. Seventh, Josevar. Eighth, Briscoe. Ninth, Chris Buescher. 10th, Christopher Bell. 11th, Daniel Suarez. 12th, William Byron, followed by 13th, Bubba Wallace. SVG, 14th, Joey Logano now into the top 16. He's in 15th. Austin Cindric in 16th, and a pretty wide drop down to 17th with Eric Jones. 18th, Ryan Preece. 19th, Brad Keselowski. 21st, Ross Chastain. Sean, Hamlin, Reddick, and Blaney all mathematically locked into the chase already.
We still got a lot of racing to go. We got five more races before we determine who are going to be the top 16 drivers. So,
isn't that insane? So, Denny Hamlin can take five races off and he's still going to make the playoffs.
Yeah. But where I'm going with this is Joey Logano's in 15th. I mean, he is in the top 16. But any of those guys there towards the back, nobody's in a safe place.
They've can't take his foot off the gas, literally.
Yeah, they've got to keep going strong to secure that spot. And so we'll just have to continue to wait and see as the NASCAR drama continues to unfold. All right, it is time for us to take a break. When we come back, we're going to get into some news in the world of NASCAR, as well as we're going to do Where Are They Now? We are going to feature this week's driver, Sterling Marlin, Tennessee NASCAR driver that was a big name back in his day. We'll share with you what he's doing now. We got that and more straight ahead as we are broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry Studio. More right after the break. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
There's a heavy on this mind. There's a way behind these eyes.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
When you have an appetite for Mexican food, I've got the place for you. Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill is your destination for fresh, delicious burritos, tacos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. I have their grilled chicken bowl, and I choose each fresh ingredient just the way I like it. Go to Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill today, located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Suite 114 in East Brainerd, just behind the Embassy Suites. For more information, visit Dos Bros online at dosbros.com.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. I'm your Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia realtor, ready to help you make a move to your new home. Find me on Facebook as Blake Watson and on Instagram as Rock and Roll Blake. 888-893-3537.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program's Race and Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and info. And we turn our attention now towards Indianapolis Motor Speedway. That's coming up this Sunday on July 26th. That'll be the fifth race in the in-season challenge. But will be the last race for TNT coverage. So we go to Indianapolis Motor Speedway in what used to be one of the biggest races of the year. I guess it's still the Brickyard. It matters a lot. The Brickyard 400. You're going to have to find that on TNT as well. It's saying the True broadcast if you want to watch practice. But TNT. And then, Sean, we head to Iowa. Go Iowa. Man, that's crazy. Iowa, Richmond, New Hampshire, Daytona, and then the Chase.
You know, the Brickyard just...
six more races.
The Brickyard just doesn't make NASCAR look good. Because we know when we turn on the TV, it's going to look like hardly anybody is there.
Yeah, you have 100,000 people show up and it looks empty.
There's not even been that many. I think last year was like 60 or 70,000.
And it's going to be hot.
And when you're in Indianapolis and it seats, what, 200,000 or more?
250.
Yeah. That's not a good look, especially for all the critics of people that evaluate and analyze the sports world. Because they go, hey, did you see the other day where NASCAR was in Indy? Nobody was there. Just think, when Indy was there back in May, that place was packed out. And that's another thing that doesn't look good, is the fact that when IndyCar's there, the place is full. I'm just not a fan of doing the Brickyard.
Yeah,
and it doesn't put on that good a race anyway.
The Brickyard was not built for stock cars. And it was a lot of fun, I guess, early on, and it did become one of the majors of the sport, one of the crown jewels. But
that's it.
I would say the last 5 years, there really hasn't been a race that's taken as big a hit to its reputation as the Brickyard.
If I was in charge of making changes to the schedule and I had to free up a date and get rid of a track, that would be my go-to track to get rid of. I would eliminate that one first and foremost. There is nothing good that comes from NASCAR being there. There's just not. And I hope someday that becomes a reality. I truly do. All right, let's get into some news in the world of NASCAR. This is being reported by the Sports Business Journal. I mentioned earlier in the program that NASCAR has some ambitions of pursuing international growth, and the story goes like this. NASCAR still has big ambitions of going globally. Last month, NASCAR hired UFC SVP International and Content Adam Layton as SVP / NASCAR International. Boy, bunch of letters there. In a role that includes strategy development and event operations and revenue generation for the three national series of NASCAR in the United States and international circuits. This is a quote from Steve O'Donnell, the CEO of NASCAR. We have racing series in foreign countries, but we really are taking a hard look at going international where we can get the sport on the big stage. We certainly want to maximize what we're doing in North America, but we believe we have some really great opportunities international as well. That doesn't necessarily mean Cup. It means developing the brand with the ultimate goal, when you talk to people, to be the biggest form of sports and entertainment in the world. Steve O'Donnell identified Canada, Europe, and England as places where NASCAR is considering events beyond just regional leagues. So we have to wait and see.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I knew NASCAR did some stuff in Mexico, but I'm surprised there's that many other NASCAR circuits. And like I said, logistically, I don't know, battling F1. I mean, in Europe, in fact, I mean, it's kind of funny. It's like football. Like in America, we like American football and NASCAR. Everywhere else, it's soccer and F1.
Yeah. Our featured driver today for Where Are They Now is Sterling Marlin. Sterling is now 69 years old, and he has stepped away from the public life, but he spends most of his time on his ranch near Spring Hill, Tennessee. He is one of the most respected NASCAR drivers from the 1990 era. Living a much quieter life, Marlin retired from full-time racing in 2010 after a Cup Series career that spanned nearly three decades. He supports local racing. He's involved with the Tennessee Racing Association and the Fairgrounds Speedway there in Nashville. He also supports his grandson, Sterling Marlin. In 2012, he revealed that he had been diagnosed with Parkinson's. He has undergone deep brain stimulation procedures at Vanderbilt Medical Center. The career highlights of Sterling Marlin: two-time Daytona 500 winner, 1994 and 95, 10 NASCAR Cup Series victories. He was named one of NASCAR's 75 greatest drivers, finished a career best third in the 1995 NASCAR Cup Series. One of his biggest stories of his career came in 2002, where Marlin led the championship standings for much of the season, driving the number 40 Dodge for Chip Ganassi before suffering a serious neck injury in a crash at Kansas Speedway.
The Coors Light Mobile, Sterling. So I remember one of my first times ever to Atlanta Motor Speedway. You know, there's drivers coming and going. You've got cup drivers, truck drivers, their media teams. I mean, there's just people everywhere. And all of a sudden, this dude comes strolling through in some Levi's and some full quill ostrich boots and just had him a regular normal jacket on.
Had that style and haircut.
Had the haircut. And he walks by. I'm like, dude, who's that? And you're like, oh, man, that's Sterling Marlin. I'm like, coolest guy here, period. Yeah. Like, got no time for all this other stuff. Just strolling. Getting it.
Yeah.
And famously hopped out of his car to replace, to try to beat out a dent one time during a red flag, which NASCAR frowns upon.
Yeah, Daytona. You know, from time to time, you'll see where highways are named after famous people. And they'll say, you know, Memorial Highway this. And oftentimes that happens after someone has passed away. And I've always thought, you know, why didn't they decide to name that highway after that person when they were still living? So they could see how much they were appreciated and how much they were valued. Well, Sterling's getting that opportunity. A portion of U.S. Highway 31 in Maury County, Tennessee, has been dedicated as Sterling Marlin Highway in honor of the former NASCAR driver.
Is it the best idea to name part of a highway after a NASCAR driver? I mean,
I think it's only appropriate.
Won't people just assume that you can stand on it there and draft and get in behind someone and get them loose?
Yeah, the stretch of highway runs from State Route 246, Carter's Creek Pike, and runs in front of Spring Hill High School, Marlin's alma mater, however you say that.
Alma mater.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not good at that.
Chickamauga.
Yeah, they didn't teach us those words at Gordon Lee.
Did they teach you that at Gordon Lee, your alma mater?
No. Oh, my God. All right, so Sterling Marlin. Great dude.
That's cool, man. Sterling, one of the coolest.
Yeah.
Makes you want to search for full quill boots right now.
Yeah. All right. As you said, we're headed to the Brickyard. I'll be watching, but am I excited about it? No. Am I ready to move on to the next race? Yes. But with that said, who's your favorite?
You know what? Let's go old school. You know, Joey Logano back-to-back. Shebang.
You know what? That's not a bad pick because
that's why I made it.
Well, I think you know who owns that track? Roger Penske.
By God.
And so it's only appropriate that a Penske car wins since Daddy Roger owns the track.
They're going to get a little extra time.
I'm going to go with a Penske driver. I'm going to go with Ron Blaney.
All right.
Ron Blaney. Going to win.
Well, no matter what, people will join us Monday. We'll talk about it.
That's right. We'll be back here next Monday on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7, to break it all down, all the NASCAR you want to know on and off the racetrack. We thank you so much for joining us and making us a part of your Monday. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and have a great week.
This has been the fastest hour in radio, Racing Talk Radio, on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 103.7. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
From the Randy Boner.